You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Today is Tuesday, January 15th, 2019. We have A-Ball.
Yes.
And the return of Tia.
What's up?
What's up with y'all?
Not too much, but a good amount. Yeah.
A healthy amount.
A healthy amount. That's, yeah.
Are you still meditating?
Yes, but right. I should be doing more of that.
You could be.
Yeah, I could be. I feel like I've been trying to do nothing. Like, making a point. I'm like, oh, I've got nothing to do today. I'm not going to hit up anybody. I'm not gonna, you know, it's just, I think it's that time of the year, you know. You get, like, a few weeks off for the first time in the middle of nowhere, and you just want to get some headspace.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And Tia, you've been in the sun.
Yes, I was filling out pages in my passport, hanging with them people you haven't seen before. No, I'm just kidding. I was in Jamaica, just came back, literally. And it was really nice. Speaking of headspace, it was much needed headspace. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of stuff cleared out, made my anxiety go down to like a 2.
Nice.
Very so, good.
Much needed. Yesterday was my grandma's birthday. Happy birthday, mama.
Hey, happy birthday, grandma.
Happy birthday.
And yeah, turning 20 in like less than 11 days, which is kind of scary.
Word. It's a good one, honestly. I thought it was more special than 21.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because you're like, I'm not a teenager anymore.
Right.
Like, you suddenly enter this world where people are like, oh, that's like, you know, like, it, you feel like people view you as older as well.
Yeah.
20 was very in between for me, but I like 21. After 21,
it's all lame.
No, I mean, well, that's a we'll talk about that when we don't have a guest. We can break down the birthdays.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I think. Yeah, this is not why people tune in. So, speaking of guests,
naturally,
we do have Frank Knight coming in. He'll be here shortly. He's an artist, an activist from Brooklyn, New York. He just dropped a new video today for New York Summer off Ghetto Psalms of the Night. And that's his new album, which he dropped in October with the producer Ridiculous. And he'll be in here. We have a lot to talk to him about. Before we get into it, aside from letting people know that the Joe Grizzly podcast is up now, the DJ Black Action podcast, the State of New England Hip Hop, Tony White, Women in Hip Hop, the Billy Dean Thomas episode, and more, all of which you can hear on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, LFODradio.com, wherever. This one will be up tomorrow. You can subscribe to get it first. Otherwise, you'll get it when I post it. And if you're tuned in, let us know. Shout out Jeff Allen. He just hit us up at LFODradio everywhere, _ on Twitter, and submissions at LFODradio.com if you are an artist. I did want to mention this Still Gold event I was at on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Very healthy.
Healthy, okay.
They hit us up and they invited a bunch of us to the MFA.
Ooh.
They didn't tell us why. They just said, come to the MFA, RSVP, here's what it is. So we show up. We're all in like the cafeteria area. No one knows why we're here. We're guessing. We're chopping it up.
That's dope.
We thought maybe Mo had some art going in. Maybe they were going to do a video. Clueless. They take us into this back room with all these giant oil paintings of stuffy Revolutionary War dudes. Nice. George Washington on a on a horse. And
word.
We're sitting, like, when I say big oil painting, I mean probably 20 feet tall. Like, it was, these were large paintings. That was the most impressive thing about them. I don't know how you paint a space that big.
Probably takes a lot of paint.
Or you, yeah. He's here all night. So, but so we're in there, and they get up and they give a little speech, and then they have this thing in the middle that's covered in a like a sack, like a burlap type sack.
Okay.
And then they unveil it, and it's a piece of art. It's like maybe 3 feet wide and a foot tall, and it's there. And now we're like, okay. So is that why they brought us here? This is kind of cool, but I mean, there's got to be more, right? Next thing we know, they start handing out booklets and wireless headphones. And they're like, we're dropping an album February 1st.
Shoot.
You're all about to hear it. This is a listening party. They were those silent, Silent Party King does it. They're those silent parties where people put on headphones. You can listen to whatever music and like just party with people in silence. So we had those and heard the new Still Gold album. It's dope.
Still
Very
Gold
healthy.
By who?
Huh?
Still Gold by who?
The band is called Still Gold.
Oh.
STLGLD.
Gotcha.
We have multiple podcasts with them. If you'd like to check them out, I would recommend it. They've been cleaning up at the BMAs, but they've also, last year was Album of the Year. They've been dropping, I mean, between the two of them, three of them now, there's easily 60 plus years experience. And
wow.
The album's great. They have a Sean Price verse on it.
Wow.
Rest in peace. There's a lot of amazing verses. Like everyone local, that's actually a discussion we had last week about local versus opener. It's going on our Instagram page now too. But everyone from the area who was on it showed out, did their thing. It's really good. So February 1st, shout out Mo, Ark, Jonathan, just continuing to raise the bar for everyone around them. It was surreal to be sitting there and staring at George Washington and hear a Sean Price verse, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
I can imagine.
You know, and I think it wasn't lost on anyone there. So that happened on Thursday. Shout out to them. Yeah, I appreciate the invite. I will not forget that. And Red Shades had an album listening on Sunday that I heard very good things about too. Mm-hmm. So we'll get the update from Amanda on that when she's back. But Frank Knight's here. We're gonna get into some music, and then we're gonna be back with him. This is one that just ended up in my inbox. It is Grand Opus. It is Grand Opus, Surf's Up, featuring Sky Zoo. You are tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Just for you, wave riders. Grab your surfboards. Pacific Ocean flow. Come on. We don't ride waves. We make them. We the ocean in the wind. Yeah, we make the waves. Never ride. This is high tide. This is live from the left side. Tsunami from the Pacific, this is worldwide. Royal cloth, the child of Joseph and Asenoff. Egyptian Israelite, killer Mike and Lapidov. Boss rap, flossing on cats, follow the leader. Flow spilled by the leader off the meter. A giant making arrowhead out of one of the pyramids of Giza. Kick the tower of Pisa, got it leaning. The G.O. team and it's the Ria. No easing up, just seasoning for eating these MCs up. Surfs up for wave riders. Father MC's the provider of the baby powder. For weak tracks, these cats reeking a Similac. Only receipts and facts, status is stadium. Caps from the cranium, verbals is vibranium. Insane in the membrane, overstand the code 187. Holding this mic in my hand, the brand 100 grand. Y'all some knockoffs just getting boosted. Bus slave masters, don't sell, they break out the nooses. We the ocean in the wind, yeah, we make the waves. Never ride, this is high tide. This is live from the left side. Tsunami from the Pacific, this is worldwide. We the ocean in the wind, yeah, we make the waves. Never ride, this is high tide. This is live from the left side. Tsunami from the Pacific, this is worldwide.
Now I'm walking like I took it with all my amigos. Day ones that be with it as far as how we go. A bond that cover bonds as far as the fee go. And we on until we gone, that's part of the spree though. Ghostwriter from abroad, I part of the Cito. Postwriter with a broad and we talking libido. I'm part of the reload, the rebirth of a brick that the culture was eating off. We're reworking the script and we're owning the front row seat to purchase and did. But was kicking it over horns, rebirth of the slick. You witnessing what the difference is and what the middle is. Balance turn what you imagine into resemblance. Mirrors all around us. Getting to the root of it, you drilling where the ground was. No, I came from it, rose from it, made from it. Nose running, no running. Kept a seat there just so we could be clear. We clear?
Yeah. The ocean and the wind, yeah, we make the waves. Never ride, this is high tide. This is live from the left side. Tsunami from the Pacific, this is worldwide. We the ocean and the wind, yeah, we make the waves. Never ride, this is high tide. This is live from the left side. Tsunami from the Pacific, this is worldwide. No need to try to
box me out, I ain't trying to fit inside it, causing confusion. The truth amongst lies and disorganized delusion. You lose them while I set sail and exhale. Inhale then exhale the elements of life through this microphone zoning. To left the earth roaming, glowing, I am the omen. Honing into the source within, source of men. Locked in, there ain't no stopping this apocalypse. Burn the whole city, melt the metropolis. For dropping the monotonous same thing. Unity is strength, we need a new and the same gang. Self-hanging ourselves with the false image of fame. In artist and creator, I ain't here to entertain. Not a lame nor a court gesture. More like a rare solar flare. Elect electric like a Tesla. Wetting you like a Wesson. Spit rounds through this raw sound. Like Scarface off that raw up in this compound. We the ocean in the wind, yeah, we make the waves. Never ride, this is high tide. This is live from the left side. Tsunami from the Pacific, this is worldwide. We the ocean in the wind, yeah, we make the waves. Never ride, this is high tide. This is live from the left side. Tsunami from the Pacific, this is worldwide.
Yo, this the motherfucking architect coming to you live and direct. I got the homie Precise with me. We in your city, we gon' check in with the real ones, and then we gon' get right to the bag.
It go New York, Chicago, yeah. Philly, go. To Toronto, yeah. Any go my squad go. You already know we checking with the real ones, then get to the bag. We checking with the real ones, then get to the bag. It go New York, Chicago, right. Philly, go. To Toronto, uh-huh. Any go my squad go. You already know we checking with the real ones, then get to the bag. We checking with the real ones, then get to the bag. It go man, make the money, money never make the man. Fantasy raps about all of these hand to hands. Oh, he be talking, but don't never spend a grand. Yeah, he a gangster, but what happened to your mans? Under the bridge, yeah, they trolling on the gram. But at the shows, he don't never leave the van. What happened to showing love to the fans? Security, he show up with the man. 100 cops, but what happened to the choppers? Scared to death when them real G's pop up. Your music is trash, your persona is feminine. You the type to probably rock some open-toed Timberlands. Talking that you ain't checking in till they start checking your chin and all that record in. And damn, you got your hood looking bad. Where I'm from, you know we checking in, go get right to the bag.
It go New York, Chicago, right. Philly, go. To Toronto, any go my squad go. Right. You already know we checking with the real ones, then get to the bag. We checking with the real ones, then get to the bag. It go New York, Chicago, uh-huh. Philly, go. To Toronto, any go my squad go. Right. You already know we checking with the real ones, then get to the bag. We checking with the real ones, then get to the bag.
Yo, check the charts. Weed stocks is rising. White boys getting rich, that's not surprising. They eat steak, the hood supersizing. From there, you see despair materializing. When you're broke, ain't nothing to think about. Can't save, ain't even got a bank account. The world's changing, get into this, boy. Look around, they turn your dollar to a Bitcoin. It's a race. Get on the fast track, or look dumb, wonder where the cash at. With your Zelle, quick pay, or your cash app. Technology pays like this is NASDAQ. Or E-Vinny, don't be looking silly while you're eating our dust. And we collect the millions, get it together. Check the protocol, life's a trip, pack your bags for the long haul.
New York, Chicago, that's right. Philly, go. Toronto, any go my squad, go. You already know we checking with the real ones, then get to the bag. We checking with the real ones, then get to the bag. Go New York, Chicago, right. Philly, go. Toronto, any go my squad, go. You already know we checking with the real ones, then get to the bag. Yeah. Checking with the real ones, then get to the bag.
New York, Chicago, LA, DC, Atlanta, Virginia, we everywhere. Salute to the real ones. You know, Switzerland, Germany, Austria, Australia, salute.
We checking with the real ones, then get to the bag. Checking with the real ones, then get to the bag.
Let's go.
New York, Chicago, Philly, go. Toronto, any go my squad go. You already know we checking with the real ones, then get to the bag. We checking with the real ones, then get to the bag.
Right now, I want you to embark on this journey where we search for hope. Search for hope, yeah. Pray in life. Black Superman, Black Superman. Please say these young niggas from the stupid plan. Black Superman, Black Superman.
please say these youngs. You already snow Ramsey, these misfit dogs wildin'. You done seen it firsthand, baby, in Coney Island. We script this pain to a team from the boat to the Lonely Island. We ain't a joke like European voyagers. You know we violent from our genetic code, mixed with those who pillaged our folk. Eternally, we fight the same as we're afraid our folk. We at war with ourselves, cause we at war with ourselves. See, our spirit knows something, but without knowledge of self. We stay blinded, we undermined and be undermined. Sold by other Africans, rocking they blood and custom diamonds. It's kinda deep when you think about it. But we don't wanna talk or let alone think about it. We a part of them sick people taking an enemy prescription. We the ones who so spiritual but still trying to know religion. We hold true rich history, but the lies of this broke history gotta sink into the sky, wondering why we a mystery.
Black Superman, Black Superman, these young kids
cousin, cause we still bugging like when plantation notice made us watch when they was bucking. Like our ancestors who watch where we at, we feel stuck in. It sucks when some is so broken to sick folk get cucking. It's like we fight to keep our masculinity. Why they tucking? For the record, this ain't jiving, but they still wanna shuck it. A strong black man who for the family, they don't want it. They fear it, that's why they always conspire or something. To you Instagram, Snapchat, money by the end. What message you that white face can make you hear delivered. Of course we lost in the source, it feel good to floss. But how you do it separate you from a worker or a boss. That training video from 1954 on how they marketed to the ends when they walked into the store was kinda crazy, and like breakbeats and throw you in a loop. What's more crazy, how they from us, what we die to be in a loop.
And we are back, Live Free or Die Radio. We got Frank Knight with us.
What up, Frank? Yes, sir. In the building, Brooklyn, baby. What's good?
Oh, man. I'm going to have to turn your mic down. I wasn't ready for that.
That was intense.
What's happening? Welcome.
You ready for it again?
No, we're good. Do it one more time before we leave. But.
Yo.
Yo. Oh, boy.
Damn. Yo, thank you for making the trip up.
Yo, I appreciate you guys having me. It really means a lot. Thank you.
Absolutely. I'm going to get right into this.
Okay.
Are you a 5%er?
Nah, but I was a lot of my OGs are 5%ers, nations of the gods and the earth. And a lot of the hip-hop that I like, they do practice that. So I do have a lot of 5%er rhetoric. And even the NZA that I... It's spelled in Supreme at the Supreme Lettuce.
So okay.
It has a Supreme Lettuce acronym. I appreciate what it brings to the culture and a lot of the things that happen, but I myself am not a 5%er.
Okay, because I caught a lot of knowledge of self, a lot of spiritual themes. You got Psalms in the title.
Thank you.
Are you a spiritual dude?
Yeah, I claim spirituality to a T. That's just my essence and core. I was raised that way. Never claimed religion, just claimed more spirituality. So that's...
Word.
That's what's up.
Is positivity like really important to you in your music?
Nah, I like spreading negativity because it gets to the people faster.
Oh, interesting. I'm only asking because it just like it came off like that was like a big thing, and like, you know, I'm not shading or downing anyone, but I know that's not really popular with a lot of music
because everybody want to like die and go to hell. Like,
damn.
But, positivity is actually something that I stand by and live by. I believe always giving forth a positive message while telling the raw truth and the raw gritty truth. So thank you for actually catching that. That means I'm actually probably doing something right. Yes.
Yes, that's really good.
Thanks.
We did aim to make this a more mature record.
Exactly. Like he said in the background that you could not hear, we did aim to make this more of a mature record.
Yeah.
So people could grow up.
Do you feel like you can't be? Do you feel like you can't be mature and positive, or do you feel like that was still very important to you?
I feel you could be mature and positive. Everybody feels that they have to conform to an extent. I don't really believe that. You have your own mark. You have your own lane, and people do grow up and grow out of certain things. So you can just provide that that content there for them to when they start to transition and relate to that. Like I remember when I first was listening to a lot of Tupac records, I didn't really like All Eyes on Me. I fell asleep on that album. Wow. Like it was just so long, but like, yeah. And it just didn't like really resonate with me. But yeah. After a while, as I got older and I started experiencing and going through more things in my life, I was able to like just realize I just wasn't mature enough in my mindset to take on that album in its whole capacity. And that's how a lot of my music tastes as transition. Certain things always still like stay classic to you forever, but even certain songs I grew out of because I just don't agree with like a lot of the content and messages.
Interesting.
I had a question too. I was wondering about your relationship with the community as an activist and a rapper as well. Like what does it mean for your music, and like do you wish to be seen as like a community member and an activist in your rap, or is that like something that you want to be seen more as an individual with?
I guess what you see is what you get, and I'd rather everything just be who I am. I don't want to try to separate my who I am as a person and spread myself thin, because as human beings we are diverse entities. We have ups and downs, we have mids, we have lows, but we still have those core morals and foundations. So I always claim that I don't rep the hood, I rep the people in it, because that's just a systematic thing that's been placed upon them and enforced upon them. But there's a way out, so I'd rather try to be able to provide opportunities as much as I can with certain festivals that we give away money for, scholarships for children going into college. Did a lot of like even urban-based farming and planting and certain housing communities, just to show that we can do so much more, and there's so much more to life, you know, and where you're from doesn't necessarily have to seclude you in a box. Like, it's a vast world, and you can make it bigger by just stepping out inside of your mind first. So, yeah, I want everybody to see that. Thanks, bro.
Wow, that's dope.
So you are actually active.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sexually and
Well, you know, some people just you could be just rapping about it, but I was curious, you know, how you put that activism to work, you know.
It's like false claiming, like people false claiming being, like we were talking about gangs, they'll false claiming being gang affiliates, they'll false claim about actually being active in the community, because some people can deliver the message very well, but their actions don't.
Right. It's if you can articulate it, sometimes that's your role. But exactly. If you can do both. Speaking of how we got to the gang talk, you threw up a sign that everyone that's on our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook is looking at right now.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
All right. So I created that sign back when I was 16 years old. And that's funny because that was a time where a lot of my friends were in gangs, and I was a heavy affiliate. I never actually joined a gang, but I partook of certain things. Just because being an affiliate, and I always wanted like my own identity and wanted my own sign. So I created this with originally just started off with something for me and my boys and our certain clique, but it was just something I felt that resonated with me. So it stands for live with my fault. Camera. Hey. I'm pointing at you. So And it's like just this crazy, super weird metaphorical meaning, but like I just rock with it because like that's what I came up with and I still believe it. So when we bring ourselves together, you see this little diamond and also a heart shape. So that to me is like priceless love. But when we separate, you see the pitchfork because we need to come together to create priceless love. And when we separate, we put ourselves in our own hellish conditions. That's how I always viewed it. And it's just live with loyalty, die with honor. And that's pretty much how I just perceived life since that age and grew more into that belief and practicing it more as I grew older.
Yeah, dude. We got some questions. Yeah. I can't wait. Yeah. Yeah, he's on it.
Thanks, man.
So, and you were talking about, while we're talking, I was reading your bio, and it's got a variety of civil rights figures, religious figures, and then Quentin Tarantino.
I love Quentin Tarantino movies.
Where does he fit into all of this for you?
I would say, to me, his style of movie making, especially for me, it was completely different at the time. Like when I first seen Pulp Fiction, that movie like just changed, especially just being so young when it came out. Just watching that movie and just being like, yo, what is going on? Like, yeah. And then like, it's just one of those movies I thought I came in late. Like, and I was I was like, oh man, I missed everything. Like, people is dying, they getting things stuck in their chest. Like, and I just like loved it so much. And then I had this this film class and we watched Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
So, oh man, bro, like I was just so taken back at just how he encapsulated such a small moment where these guys like just all on the run and they're trying to figure out YOLO.
It's all shot in that one room, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like it's just that one time in the diner is just like just brief, but that whole it takes place this, and it just showcases how great a storyteller he was and is for me, for the simple fact that he showed you can be interesting in the most secluded environments, because when the pressure's on you and like you don't know what's about to happen next, like just being able to showcase those emotions was just so phenomenal to me. And it also showcased that you can branch out with your music and tell stories that people do relate to but don't often hear. Mm-hmm. You know, just certain stories where like you even have like a record like Lost Ones from J. Cole, right, where I think it's probably a really dope record where he talks from two different angles about abortion, where the dude is like contemplating like, yo, I don't want this baby because like it's so much more that I have to do in my life. And then the girl, she's just talking about like, yo, she wanted to do stuff in her life, but like you profess this style of love and made it seem like that you guys were gonna be together forever. And these are like real life conversations that people have, you mm-hmm. know, instead of just hearing like your regular story tells, I was running from the cops and I'm shooting up the block. Like it's like, and just or like, yo, I met Shorty in the club, now she giving me a dub in the tub. Like, oh, I could rap very well. So, but nah, seriously, just these type of things, real life situations, and those are the music, that's the music that we resonate with. That's the music that goes on in our lives and that we reminisce. And like, you find yourself one day and like, it's just one of those lines that just pop up in your head. You be like, yo, that's real. like, and that's the music that I always strive to create and always want to create, that timeless music where even if it doesn't hit you right now, maybe it wasn't meant to hit you right now. It's that it's supposed to resonate in your spirit to hit you at all the time. So that's the Quentin Tarantino, like how it expanded my mindset and just being like, you can take small situations that are really big situations internally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because based off everything else that I heard and especially that I read there, he seemed like he could be, you know, problematic to that, you know, but
I mean, yeah.
Lately, he's been going in, but
I respect the art is really what it comes
okay.
to. Like, it's even a thing that I always state that even though I have various inspirations of influences,
yeah,
I don't have any idols besides people that I know. You can't be my idol unless I know you. Mm-hmm. My idol is my mother. I know her. I know her character. I grew up with her character.
Mm-hmm.
I can't call a rapper that I like my idol because I don't know the man. I don't know the woman.
I like that.
Like, so like, I appreciate what you bring to the to what you've brought to the culture, what you may do. You might do dope stuff in the community, but I still don't know you.
Yeah.
Like, and That's where it comes down to. My idols are the people I know. My idols are the people that inspire me in my everyday life, because I know those people. I hustle with those people. I starve with those people. And that's who I want to eat with.
Yeah. Word. So if people are tuned in, they want to connect with you, it's at Frank Nizza everywhere. Two Ks.
Two Ks, like NBA.
All right. Speaking of
man,
dubs,
the most jokes of the year so far.
That's true.
It's all dry humor.
Yo, speaking of dubs and tubs, though, we got this dope dime shorty record.
Great segue.
We're gonna. Hey, you lined us up, man. It's the universe, and we're gonna jump into that. We'll be back with more Frank Knight after this. You are tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
Yo. Look. I'm sitting right here, chilling next to my regime. Shorty tight, rare, quite rare to some she deemed queen. We tend to speak things and show we only lust to dream. Her body hypnotized mine, she's something like the lean. And if I wasn't taught by OGs or seen things I've seen, I would be a monster to a thing of fiend who fiend. But I made it more business and just a little flame. Teach the right chick to make money, she loyal to the team. I told her from the jump she got the ambition we need. And when applied correctly, we'll be led to the money tree. Praying to split the cheese like cutters in a deli. Many want to love her while I'd rather put it in the belly. Too many times I've seen greed make the crew be slick. Fools you thought had firm feet could truly flip. So I move like she plotting like a movie script. And stay as cunning as the words of a groovy pen.
I met a bad dime who the dopest. A whole style in a way be the dopest. Hairs done, nails there, shorty be the dopest. Hairs done, nails there, shorty be the dopest. I met a bad dime who the dopest. A whole style in a way be the dopest. Hairs done, nails there, shorty be the dopest. Hairs done, nails there, shorty be the dopest.
On my toes, I be slick as my dick in a wet whistle. Gucci galore with juicy couture and fresh to see. Oh, what name Nina, the Spanish dime who the dopest. TT Nina, you would see Nina, will always hold this. Seductive with a siren motions. Hope he's a potion, hope he's a potent. Shit, I'm up with many emotions. Causing commotions and feelings, only few keep controlling. So I take it in doses like a friend who meant for stroking. We love it from a distance, no dealing with the friction of attachments that fully happen that can cause an affliction. The temptation of a cherry gets the ordinary berry. Sweet tastes like blueberry and it smell like bourbon. Never worried that she was Aisha to my curry. She get it in a hurry, wave master without hurry. Style like water with the Bruce Lee aura. She was raised by her brothers, the son Minnie has a daughter.
I met a bad dime who the dopest. A whole style in a way be the dopest. Hairs done, nails there, shorty be the dopest. Hairs done, nails there, shorty be the dopest. I met a bad dime who the dopest. A whole style in a way be the dopest. Hairs done, nails there, shorty be the dopest. Hairs done, nails there, shorty be the dopest.
Through the years we got distant and a vibe I miss it. From each other we got lifted, but our path was different. It was always like this, we knew this was seasonal loving. Hustled with each other's goals in mind and got what we wanted. Parted ways like Moses staff had ended our contract. Looked in each other's eyes, lied and said we'll be in contact. But we knew the truth when our eyes made contact. Us being together was a thought we would always combat. Her driven ambition to get it is what got me smitten. It wasn't really that intricate on why we got intimate. Found comfort in my genuineness and wanting her to get it. Now she never told me, but she showed me every time we did it. Cause unlike many, I didn't look over the gift she was given. Gave her the pride of opening the store and cutting the ribbon. The time she was shorted, now her sister is pimping. And best believe wherever she at in life, she winning.
I met a bad dime who the dopest. A whole style in a way be the dopest. Hairs done, nails there, shorty be the dopest. Hairs done, nails there, shorty be the dopest. I met a bad dime who the dopest. A whole style in a way be the dopest. Hairs done, nails there, shorty be the dopest. Hairs done, nails there, shorty be the dopest.
We are back on Live Free or Die Radio. Frank Nizza.
That's right.
Still with us.
Nizza.
Her body hypnotized mine, something like the lean. Is that a Memphis reference?
You catch bars. Yeah, because the hypnotized, which goes down to, was it 3-6? And then lean is heavy in that culture. So I like to play with little innuendos of metaphors and entendres here and there. I'm thankful when people actually catch them, because sometimes I just feel like, yo, why are you trying to rap? good in this era.
It's dope when you can, it can be something that works without it.
Yeah.
You know, because that works whether you catch it or not.
Yeah, exactly. That's, and that's, I feel like, true lyricism, to being able to still convey a story while still having little things in there that people are like, oh snap, that kind of connects with that. And then people will find other things that connect that subconsciously you probably didn't know you put in there, but it works well.
Right. Yeah. Those little layers. Some dudes, like, if you're not up on everything happening in pop culture or this or that, like, it's real easy to not even understand a single thing in their verse.
Exactly.
Facts.
I've had that happen with, like, some battle stuff, and it's like, I don't know what he's talking about.
Especially, like, a lot of URL
I don't watch
battles.
Love and Hip Hop. I don't know what any of this is.
Little punch signs with, like this person or like that person.
Yeah.
Like, never heard of them, but that sounded dope.
It's like, I like the delivery.
You start Googling. Like, you got...
Oh!
Yeah, you look it up and then you're like, oh, he killed him.
Yeah, man, that song, though, that sounds like that's a tough situation. That's based on a real story?
It's based on a variety of situations that I combined into one story. So as a whole, it's not a real story, but certain pieces and parts are legit.
I was going to ask if you ever check in on her, if she's still winning.
She's still winning. Yeah, she's still good.
Okay.
Yeah, she's good. She's good. Last I seen.
Shout out to her.
Yes, shout out to you. You're a dope dom, shorty.
Word.
DDS with double D's.
I was about to say, I think you do a good job celebrating women in your music.
I love women. They are such an amazing, amazing gift for the world that needs to be appreciated.
Amen.
More. And yeah, they're just awesome. Women are popping.
How does that, how do you feel to hear that, Tia?
I feel like
cool.
It's cool.
See, that's the response right there. And that's the stuff that just warms every man's heart.
Like, she's like, cool.
I feel like, yeah, I'm gonna say it. I feel like I've been hearing that a lot lately, mm-hmm. which is awesome. And then I've been hearing a lot of, I'm trying to like tiptoe over these hot stones right now.
No, so just go.
It's all good, curse.
Okay, I've been hearing a lot of like, especially over the past 2 years, which I feel like has to do with like, you know, Time's Up movement and whatever, a lot of like, oh yeah, women are awesome, you know, positivity. And then when it comes to actual issues, it ends up being like, well, actually.
Tell them about the event you're doing.
So like,
the woman's event.
Sometimes it comes off.
That was mad distracting.
I'm so sorry.
We got a woman talking here, and the men are talking over her in the background.
She's right. I'm a liar. I'm so sorry.
It's fine. But yeah, this is something I was just like discussing like recently with a couple of my friends. Yeah. Like, not to get too touchy, not to get too pop culture-y, because I know that's not what we're trying to do. Small digression. But I saw someone that I know personally say something like that, like, oh, I love women, blah, 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 right? And then in the same breath, like a couple seconds later, they posted something about how, like, I don't believe any of those women who said anything about R. Kelly, blah, 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 blah. And it made me feel some type of way, because it's just like, I feel like you can't say you appreciate a group when you can't support us at the same exact time when we're going through certain things. And that's what kind of sucks. And that's something that's been happening. I've been seeing a lot more lately. Also has to go off with my whole thing about, I also have something against people who like are fake woke or whatever, but I'm not saying that about you.
I know.
At all.
I know.
Just a generalization. So that's how I feel about that statement.
Yeah.
Again, they're awesome.
Do you find you get a good reception to these records?
Yeah. You're talking about like in general or like with women? Because I don't
with know. Women.
All right. Yeah, I actually have a great core female fan base that support a lot of my music and my content. And as we were rudely interrupting her, it was about women. We were because we're actually planning an event pretty soon. We're still working on the details, so I don't have like a date yet, where it's really gay, really based on appreciating women and talking about a lot of things that they're dealing with, such as like domestic violence, and bringing more light to these certain things. Like, I have a homegirl who actually has been victimized by domestic violence, and she has this whole campaign where she goes on the road and speaks and talks about her situation and inspires a lot of women. And I'm trying to collaborate with her and a lot of other artists that I know and put together these type of things and these type of seminars and certain workshops to talk more about these topics and, you know, just showcase, shed more light on those type of things. Because I've come up in a household where I've seen women abused and mistreated from like just certain family members and a lot of friends that I had. And you still wonder like, yo, why do you stay in these certain situations? And just some of them just get lost in the idea and that perception that the more he hurts me, the more he loves me. And then even like, and it's just not he, because like I've have like lesbian homegirls who stay with like abusive women. Mm-hmm. So it's just trying to have people actually wake up and not be fake woke. I love this like dead pause.
We all just start staring at each other.
I want you to just resonate on that.
Just think about that.
Yeah, you gotta let it marinate, you know?
Yeah, I think I didn't get fake woke vibes from you.
No. Like,
I'm half
sleep. You talked about too much stuff.
Facts.
You know what I mean? You can tell. You talked about a few things that don't, you know, don't come up otherwise. But I think it is dope that you do celebrate. It's all your song titles have to do with, you know, they're a little bit look related, but then like Shorty Bad, Shorty Dime, but then within it, it's all about, exactly, you know, substance, really.
So. And that's pretty much what it is, because we had, when I say Shorty Bad and Dope Dumb Shorty, these are more of the characteristics of the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Because we would say like, oh, yo, she's a dime just because she got the cake and she got a pretty face. But it's more so like the reason she's a dime because I know her personality. Like, there's a lot of pretty women, but I don't know too many beautiful women until I know them. I have to know you to call you beautiful. I can't just call you beautiful. I could say you're pretty, but like beautiful, like that's an internal thing. That's essence for me. So that's where, like, I don't throw that. And I'm not like one of them dudes like, yo, what's up, queen? Like, I just, like, you might be a peasant, shorty. But like, and every woman that I meet, I always put them on a pedestal. It's up to you to stay on that pedestal. Like, you can knock yourself a few notches down by your actions and by what you do. But I put you on a pedestal in general when I first meet you, because I know what so much women go through. And I still know I don't know because I don't experience it, you know?
So much, dude.
Yeah.
So. I was thinking about this the other day. Well, we're not ready for one of my tangents. We got more of your music to talk about. Tia got the tangent of the night.
Tia we'll, tangents.
Tia tangents. It's a new like subject.
That should be a trademark.
Yeah, exactly.
Trademark. You get 10% of the...
Well, it's got to be 5 and 5 because you said it, and I bounced the idea.
Okay. Well, it's just of
he's
air.
Like, I'll take the money.
So you can... I don't know how you... You get an extra breath every time she says it. So we're going to play a record, and I'm going to come back because I want to get weird with you for a minute. No, so
not too weird. You know, I'm now probably well, might figure out what we can't talk about. Well,
it's FM. It's FM. So we can only get so strange. But we're going to play this Homicide the Truth record.
Awesome.
And then we're going to come back, and we're going to get back into some realness. And Frank Nizza.
That's right.
You go a little higher.
Yeah.
We'll get it on the way back. Yeah. All right. Homicide of Truth. You're tuning in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Ayo, 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 ayo. Ayo, 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 ayo. Ayo, 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 ayo.
America moving villains who making killings. War is the business. That's why they making killings. president, a puppet, they ain't really willing. Destroying black family homes, they ain't saving children. I'm making your death jam from the Reaper gun. I rustle, showing you sidestep, side hustle with my muscle. Of Garoli light show that be lighter than Michael. What's the point of a fat watch if your pockets going through lipo? If your FICO ain't right, yo, your ownership with them white folk. Don't be red fox, make them rich, be famous and die broke. Ah. Jesus and Buddha was black, how cool is that? Jesus and Buddha was black, how true is that? Maybe enough to make the racist wanna remove the fact. But it's no pictures, how we gon' prove they black? In the age of Adobe products, when does the truth premiere? In the final cut, no matter what Apple Eve, the liar's there.
Homicide, 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 the truth. They tryna homicide, 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 the truth. Homicide, 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 the truth. If you tell the truth, they tryna homicide you. Homicide, 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 the truth. They tryna homicide. Homicide the truth. And if you tell the truth, they tryna homicide you.
Homicide, 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 homicide,
homicide, homicide, homicide, homicide, homicide, homicide, homicide,
We are back, Live Free or Die Radio.
Live Free.
Yo, so Black Buddha?
Yeah.
I've never heard that one.
Never have?
Nah.
It's one of those things that's been popping around.
Where did you hear that?
It's just like you see your woke channels and stuff, and then just because of like the skin complexion, so people just say he's black. That's pretty much.
Okay. Nice. I thought Buddha was like definitively Asian.
See, this is the funny thing about the line. It really doesn't matter.
Okay.
And I was actually playing with that because people are get so bent up off on race and ethnic background. And it's like nobody cares what color is the messenger. Did you get the message? Like, that's really what it came into. So when you said Jesus and Buddha was black, how cool is that? How true is that? Maybe enough to make the racist want to remove the facts. Mm-hmm. So that's where it just comes into play, where like we put so much on race, and by doing this though, we do rob a lot of people from their identity. So it just expands even more on that idea about like if these certain figures that people look up to were actually this certain type of race, it would make us just love each other more. Like, and just realize, yo, I believe your ideologies and your ideals. Like, it truly resonates with my spirit. And holy crap, like, you that. Like, now I just see you as a human. I don't see you as more. Like, or something different, you know? Where when we start putting, like, start definitively putting, like, yo, this is just the race of this person. Like, then it's just, then we can start putting that rhetoric, like, oh, this is the more supreme race. Like, even like when you have Hitler talking about like Aryans are like freaking Indians, bro. like the real ones, right? So it's just like, so even that, that's just funny to me. Like, it's, but people get so bent up and so hung up on these things. I'm not saying like dismiss like race, like embrace your culture and stuff like that, but don't let race make you look down upon another person or try to, you know, do stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm with that part. I was just, because
he was like, I need to know about the facts.
No, well, my curiosity, yeah. No, my curiosity, because you do say a lot of things, you know, like that, and I was wondering, like, where do you go to look for knowledge? Like, where, like, what are your sources of, you know, because you do have
in it.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't it everybody's source of knowledge these days?
No. Tia's just shaking her head. Yeah. But where, like, where are you, so other people who are trying to go down that path, you know, where are you, you know, where do you look for facts?
Well, I actually still, like, dabble and read books here and there, so I recommend, like, especially, I enjoy even, like, the outlandish, like, conspiracy theory books, like, even, like, Behold the Pale Horse, like, your William Cooper, stuff like that, because these are things that people talk about, and I think it's good to just be hip on certain things and know these type of things. So I'll go on Amazon and I'll just start looking for certain books that I feel like that resonate with me. Even certain, I'm trying to remember the author, but it's one book that talks about how a lot of slave ships were, like, funded by, like, a lot of Jewish people and stuff like this. And but I'm not trying to do that whole debate and debacle right there. But I definitely just search for books, like, still on Amazon. I look for recommendations, like, even on certain channels. And even from the schools that, like, school still has, like, certain books that are good for you to read. I felt in college I learned a lot. Like, I had a class on the Holocaust, and he gave so much great content and text for that course. I can actually post up, like, a list of books. Because right now my brain is running.
Dude, can you hit us with some books?
Yes. Yes, I love books.
And we'll do, you know, Frank Knight's Nook.
Reading
it'll be a little
Frank Knight's book club.
Join the NZA book club, y'all.
It's gonna be like the Oprah's reading list. The NZA Nook.
Yeah. Consider that, man. I mean, people
get
might
on the NZA Nook.
Yeah. Jeez, we're coming up with everything tonight.
That's a fact.
I really want to talk to you about conspiracy theories, and we might do that off air.
All right.
But cool. Tia's going to actually ask
you.
You
believe in reptilian people? Yo, they're so real.
We're going
to. They're real, but birds aren't.
We're going to do it off air. We're going to do it off air because we don't have time.
That is, like, not my real stance. Sorry, continue.
Tia's going to ask you the most important question because I think you're going to have a good answer for this.
What does LFOD, live free or die, mean to you?
Ah, live free. Or die.
Live free or die.
Yes, like the radio station that we're on right now.
Yeah.
Well, it's much options. Bigger than the radio station, but
yeah.
Live free or die. It's probably really simplistic. It's just having a core moral foundation that deals with justice, equality for all people. And being able to stand up, not just for yourself, but for other people as well. Because justice, like, we all deserve justice. Like, that famous quote, you know, and injustice anywhere is an injustice everywhere. So I feel true, definitive, universal justice. Like, you know what's right and you know what's wrong. Like, pretty much that. That's, and I'm sorry if I don't have anything deeper talking into the dips of Shaolin and start pulling out my Wu Bible and just start telling you about the degrees. Like nah, it's just like, I just feel true, pure justice and, you know, just live free, love free, like, die with free love. Like, don't let anybody tell you who you're supposed to love. Like, just love because that's what's in your heart. So just justice and love. You know what I mean? That's all I could think of.
Big facts. That was a loaded answer.
Super facts.
Super facts.
All right. Frank.
Yes.
Thank you. Yo, at Frank 2Ks, NZA 2Zs on everything.
Yes.
Ghetto Psalms of the Night, yes. Out now.
Produced by Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
We're going to do a conspiracy talk. Off air. Yo, this is going to be online tomorrow on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, LFODradio.com, iHeartRadio, basically anywhere you could hear a podcast. If you want to search LFOD Radio and subscribe, you'll get it right away. Otherwise, you'll get it when we share it. We're going to do an extra bars with you as well.
Let's get it.
And then that's going to be up later this week. At LFOD Radio on everything with an underscore on Twitter. Let us know if you're tuned in. Submissions at lfodradio.com. If you're an artist, you got some clean records for us. We'll be back next week, YN Prop. And check out our YouTube if you haven't. We just put up the Black Action mix, 21 minutes of turntablism.
2-1.
And we're going to be going in heavy on there lately. So, yeah, man, this has been dope.
Yeah.
I look forward to the bars on the way.
Yes.
And shout out to everyone at home tuned in. Shout out to Amanda. Hope you're feeling better soon. We look forward to having you back next week.
We miss you, Amanda.
Thanks for the wisdom, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate it.
Much wisdom.
Much good stuff.
Black Buddha.
Indeed.
I realize I'm mean
Black Buddha.
I see the truth.
Green Buddha.
We're going to get out of here with New York Summer. The video is out now.
Buddha.
YouTube, Buddha. Frank Knight, Live Free or Die.
Die.
I keep wanting to say try. Oh, man. Why did he raise the fear? It's hot in here. Now.
This a New York summer, heat waves at an all-time high. Tryna look fly for every single damn dime I. Sweating with no hot ride, trains I ride 4 or 5. I got 2 65, 10 short of 7 5. And I'm tryna get a butter roll with juice on the side. So I'm waiting by the turnstile to do the hop slide. Switching, caught the card in case cops tryna stop. Moving through the train till I find a nice spot. Turn my hat to the front as I squeeze in the seat. Then put my head down and pretend that I'm sweet. Till I accidentally knock from that AC breeze. Got the boot and no check like fake ACG. So it's B6 Flatbush sliding through the rear. I'm talking about the junction, couple blocks from the